This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is about mudslides in Los Angeles, and it's about the former queen, Queen Elizabeth II, and her body being brought back to London, people lining up, getting ready to pay their final respects. Maybe more than a million people will pass through in the next several days. Her funeral is set for the 19th, but boy, looking at more evidence of what's happened in California, thanks to Kay, it is really frightening for those of you who are listening, and I've gotten some of those emails from San Bernardino. Wow. Just narrowly getting out of the way of some horrific mudslides. You know, we talk about mudslides, and we've seen mudslides, but and I lived in California, and I saw a few in Santa Barbara, but nothing like some of what I've seen in the video and some of pictures, et cetera, that people have sent me, and then I'm sure what all of you can view on whatever search engine you use, just put that in there, and it is really, really unbelievable. And this is all part of what happens when you get that drought, and then all of a sudden you have the horrific rains, thanks to Kay, that they had. That's what the true mudslides are. The definition of the mudslide is where, you know, people are just getting out with their lives, and so much of that mud washing over suburban areas and hitting cars, etc., and often pulling houses with them. I didn't see as much of that, but I definitely saw cars being covered in mud, just absolutely terrible. And thinking, speaking of a wall of water, another area of the world where they have come to a standstill really is because of this typhoon that they're having in China, and or one that just hit China, and the ports in the eastern part of China particularly slammed by this, this typhoon Mufa that roared through. And in that case, there were lots of tourists that were there. It happened to be that kind of, time of year. It's the second busiest port in China. Lots of cargo handled in that area. And it's the 12th cyclone of the year. And it it really hit one of the commercial hubs, so you could see just water, displaced water, around the edges and the interior of this very, very, very big city. And it was cancellation of flights, and there were people having to be re-racked all over the place and moved from one site to other sites and being evacuated, 13,000 people from tourist sites. And, you look at three big cities in China, the three cities in Shanghai that were in this area have a population of 42 million plus. So no fishing boats could go to the docks before noon. Schools, of course, were out. Flights canceled. The typhoon roars through, hits land, weakens, and then, that's it, dissipates. But as it's dissipating and moving forward, it's taking big chunks of villages and some of these tourist areas with it. All right, at the top I mentioned, of course, the body of Queen Elizabeth. Now there are a lot of people talking about her funeral, and you've got world leaders, of course, that are going to go there. They're going to be on out at Westminster Abbey for the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II. And, you know, again, she died last Thursday at 96. Our president's going to be there and the First Lady. They'll travel on Monday. It's going to be attended by the Japanese Emperor, the Brazilian President, the Canadian Prime Minister, the French President. You know, just I could go on and on with the list. You can just only imagine who will be in attendance. You know, can you even think about what that security would be like with the amount of dignitaries that are going to be there? Because it is just like the who's who list of who's running whatever country. That you even have members of royal families, of course, from Norway and Denmark and Sweden. You know, you forget about that, but other countries who have their own royals, and they'll be there. And then there's other various celebrities from the different parts of the music industry or the entertainment industry that would be there. And you've got that in the wall of people, you know, everyday commoners that will be outside. And it's probably going to be the most crowded funeral / send-off for somebody of her ilk in a very long time. Some are saying that England's ever seen, because if you go back, you have to think about population and other royalty that have died in the past, but you have to think of population now, and you have to think that, you know, this is Britain's longest reigning monarch, 70 years on the throne. And boy, oh boy, it will be, you know, something that's for sure. And it will be a really big nightmare, I think, for all of these various bodyguards, etc., to figure that out. But you know what? That's what's being planned right now. So among the other things that have to be planned is how do you handle the security, even though they have their own security, but then also what happens in country for the kinds of people that are going to be there. All right, a big reminder. In fact, I almost forgot, because, you know, the football season is still new to us. And we've got Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of this hour. So Nail the Score is where I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You can call in or you can send me an email during that time, and your guess will count. If you correctly nail the score, you win some fabulous prizes from the show and huge bragging rights. I say this, and I have said this the past couple of seasons that we've done this. Every time I think, well, are we going to do it again this year? More of you say, no, I'm going to send an email. And you do. We get lots of emails for that short period, because only that window is only open in the last segment of the of this hour. And we've had winners in the past. We've had two winners in the amount of time that we've done that, and that's been in the last, I want to say, 6 years. Your chance to win. You don't have to know football. You just have to make a guess, a numerical guess, and tell me what team you think wins. When I tell you what team is, the teams are part of the game of the week for Nail the Score. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
And cents coming up in our next segment. And don't forget again, Nail the Score, our final segment. It's the first one of the year during the NFL season. I pick the game of the week. You could be a winner. All you have to do is nail the score. So call in or send an email to Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com with your guest during that segment. And that's how you do it. You could be a huge football fan. You can be somebody who believes in analysis by paralysis. But it doesn't matter. It's a guess. That's what you're doing. It's a guess. We talk about the transition of power with the Queen dying. Now it's King Charles. And King Charles has made some moves already. One of the things that's happened, about 100 members of the staff at the King's former household got notices of what they call redundancies. You've got to notice of redundancy. And so what does that mean? Clarence House employees, private secretaries, finance office, communications team, household staff, they got written warnings that the household operations are done. They had worked for the king for decades, because think about how long Elizabeth reigned and how long he was Prince Charles. But that's what happens. There is now a changing of the guard, and that is a changing of jobs for people out the door. So they say it's unavoidable. That's what the palace is saying when they're asked about it. The news of that was relayed in the last day or two, and people, I guess, assumed they were going to be part of the king's new household. And they're not. So the description was people were visibly shaken, not expecting after 2 decades, 3 decades or more to just be told they are redundant. And, you know, they were working late and they were trying to make things ready, get things ready for where they were. And then they got the letter that things have changed, and especially four big roles in the household, because now it's different. He's not the Prince of Wales. He now shuts down the one house and moves into the castle, so to speak, Buckingham Palace, and that has changed everything. Wow, you know, because they were so used to it. Can you imagine that? You know, you've got this, or maybe it's somebody who's loves their job. They've only been on the job however many years, a handful of years, and there are these people that have long and long hours and loyal service, and then they hear about redundancies. And I guess some people would have different roles, and they've said that some people would get different roles in the household, but so many would be gone. And you know, who knows? Does this king live primarily at Buckingham Palace, or does he live someplace, else? Because this is going to be closed down. No one else is going to be living at the old house, and you know, so that's it. So it's even a little bit different than downsizing. We're gone. I mean, we're out of here. So that's that. And maybe some of you can be absorbed into certain duties in the new palace, but otherwise there's nothing for you to do. I mean, that's it. And he had plenty to do when he was a lawyer, a high-powered lawyer, and now he has died. Ken Starr, the Reagan, unless you go back to the Reagan era, Reagan judicial appointee. He led the prosecution against former President Bill Clinton, so he became a household name in his administration during 1990s Whitewater scandal. He died during surgery at Baylor St. Luke Medical Center in Houston, according to his family's complications from surgery. He was 76 years old. He recently had become a name that we heard back again because he was part of Donald Trump's legal team for the former president's first impeachment trial. He really had a life of government work. He was a solicitor general under George H.W. Bush, a U.S. circuit judge, a counselor and chief of staff to a U.S. attorney, William French Smith. He was a law professor for 25 years at Pepperdine. He was also the president and chancellor of Baylor University. So he was a name that popped up in a lot of different circles, but definitely when it came to Bill Clinton and the whole impeachment thing, he was huge, and he was part of the investigation. He was the initial investigation. He led that into the real estate investments in the Whitewater Development Corporation that then became an even bigger thing. And he had lots of controversy for some of the other people that he was part of legal teams for, including Jeffrey Epstein's legal team. He joined them in 2007. And then he also represented Prop 8 supporters in their effort to make illegitimate the same-sex marriages in California. But he, like I said, he was a well-known name, I think, for many people, the connection to the Lewinsky, the Clinton-Lewinsky deal, because he was the prosecutor. And that's where his name, even though he was already known, that's where his name really, really kept coming up again and again and again, because we know how long that dragged on and on and on and on and on. It seemed like forever. And so constantly you were hearing about what was happening, and constantly you were hearing his name as a result of that. So he died, like I said, because of complications from surgery. All right, biggest strike. I've talked about this a lot. Will we see this rail strike actually happen? It's threatening supply chains, and it's also leading to Amtrak cancellations. So people who rely on Amtrak, which, believe me, in some of these big cities, they do. This national rail strike could derail a lot of different things, and it includes coal to utility plants and also deliveries of chlorine to wastewater treatment plants, a lot of that, food, energy, health products, all of them that get carried by rail. So it's not resolved as of yet, and this could start on Friday and cost billions of dollars. This is a dispute between the railway carriers and two unions, and those two unions represent about 57,000 conductors and engineers, and it's all about attendance at work. There's a federally mandated cooling off period, which is now. It ends Friday, so it opens up that possibility of a strike. And will they find, you know, a solution to this or not? So far, it's not looking like it's going to happen. Although I talked to someone today who's in the know on this and said, you know, they're really not as far apart as you think in the negotiations. You know, the carriers, BNSF, big name in the rail industry, and of course Union Pacific, those are the two big ones that are part of this. And it all has to do with, again, these attendance policies that many of the workers say are just unfair. When workers are without sick time and they're trying to figure out these attendance policies, but you know, the other side of it is they're saying they have to have enough train operators, and this is part of that whole work stoppage thing. So this is why they're caught in between the rock and the hard place, so to speak. So will they figure this out in this contract and have both sides ultimately come together? And, you know, maybe it's a coin flip. But the National Railway Labor Conference, the association representing freight rail carriers in negotiations, has used the board's recommendations to bolster the argument that they don't need to make changes to their attendance policy, saying that this should stand as it is. But they're not buying it, so it's a standoff at this point. It is a standoff. Money, money, money. The markets were down.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Asian markets have skidded lower after Wall Street fell the most since June 2020, as a report showed inflation has kept a surprisingly strong grip on the U.S. economy. On Tuesday, the Dow lost more than 1,250 points. The S&P 500 sank 4.3%. U.S. inflation remained higher than what economists had expected in August. The consumer price index rose 8.3% in August from a year earlier. This news came on the same day President Joe Biden tried to sell the so-called benefits of the Inflation Reduction Act.
With this law, the American people won and special interests lost.
And the total foreign-born population in the U.S. hit its highest level ever at 46.8 million under the Biden administration. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Craps, but you're in a casino. You understand when we're talking about the markets, the U.S. stock market taking a tumble, the worst since June of 2020. So what does it mean? The Dow was down 1,276 points or 3.9%. The S&P 4.3%, the NASDAQ 5.2%. That's a whole lot of down, down, down. And that's because of inflation. That's because of the fears of it getting worse. The inflation numbers that are 8.3% year on end, going from last year to this year, it's the fuel that is all about the expectations of more historic rate hikes from the Federal Reserve. And therefore, negative news is what sends the stocks in the opposite direction, and they tumbled because of U.S. consumer prices unexpectedly rising, too, in August. There has not been that cool off of inflation, and there is the worry that this is going to be worse. It's going to hit us even harder. And you certainly know, because we talk about it all the time, what are you paying for bread? What are you paying for eggs? What are you paying for all kinds of things that you get in the supermarket? Sometimes you look at the prices and you're just in shock, I think. And a lot of people aren't shopping as much as they shopped before. I've said this several times on the show, that I've talked to people at the dollar stores and the Dollar Generals, and people are going there for essentials, whatever they can get, because they're saving money versus, going into the grocery store and getting some of what they would normally get. And this is all about the prices, where you where you're feeling it the most. And certainly restaurants, a lot of restaurants, they've gone up too because of what they have to pay for the products to make the products that they're delivering to you at your tables. And so this then is translated into the stock market, the inflation rising more than expected in August. That is specifically the main reason why. I mean, listen, the thing that is good is when you're pulling up to the pump, it's less than it was, right? Back in May, back in the beginning of June. But you have this, you have the Chevron CEO putting out his own warning saying that, yeah, prices at the pump have fallen with the cost of a barrel of crude oil, but look out when it comes to heating oil. Look out when we talk about, you know, what we're going to pay for natural gas. Prices are relatively not as high as the rest of the world. The rest of the world are very high. We know what's going on in Europe. But because of that situation, because of the impact of Russia limiting exports of natural gas and the energy situation in the UK, where it's really dire, there is the risk that it will all go up for the American consumers. So heating bills. How many of you live in some of those, you know, New England and the Northeast and the Midwest and parts of the country where it can get very, very cold? And, of course, that's a big, big deal. You're going to pay more when you get those bills. And how much more? It could be significant. I mean, that's why he's in front of this in these interviews that he's doing, because he's trying to warn people, just get ready for this. There's only so much we can do, so consumers will feel that the cycle of that coming, you know, coming around. And the not just Chevron, but the other oil giants have the constant criticism that they're worried about of, you know, of the whole climate change, and this on top of what's happening with the natural gas, which affects, again, a big portion of the country. We've also talked about this massive health strike, 15,000 Minnesota nurses walking off the job. There, the concern for people is nurses are so much part of health care that they want better staffing, and they want to be able to provide better care for the patients, is what they're saying. The strike is against 13 hospitals in the Minneapolis-St. Paul market. Even Duluth is feeling this, too. It's just a handful of days old, and they say it's not just about pay, but it's also letting our nurses, our members, provide the quality of care that they want for patients. We're fighting for that. You know, too, they have these crazy hours, which I know from my cousin who's a nurse in Philly, what happens with nurses and some of the unions, what they're pushing for, even in the Philadelphia area. And, you know, the nurses are saying they feel like they don't have a choice in some cases, that the hours they're experiencing, what they have to go through, the working conditions, and that is strictly not wages. It's more than that. And I'll tell you what, if you've ever been hospitalized or you've ever had someone you care about be in one of the positions where they certainly need nurses, boy, that is the worst. When someone is so ill and they're in XYZ, you know, hospital, and they need attention. It's the nurses that administer so much of what they need, including so much of the medications. So this is worrisome when you look at the amount of nurses that we're talking about. They believe that they're going to come to some kind of an equitable settlement here, that they're going to be able to resolve this. But as of now, they are absolutely on strike. Prince William isn't on strike. He is on the positive money side of things now, because he just inherited a piece of property that is worth a pretty big chunk of change. You know, once somebody, especially somebody like Queen Elizabeth II, once somebody like that dies, they've got royal wills, but it's never made public. And the estimates for her wealth are somewhere in the $500 million range, and that's based on jewelry, art collection, investments, the two big houses, Balmoral Castle in Scotland and another house in Norfolk, and the properties that she got from her father. And what's interesting is, because you look at the line of succession, and Prince William is now the first in line to the British throne, so he inherits the Duchy of Cornwall estate, they call it, from his father. That's land and property. It's like 140,000 acres. It's in southwest England. It goes way back to 1337, and it's supposed to be worth about $1.2 billion. And, you know, it's interesting. Somebody asked this question in an email maybe it was a couple of days ago. What happens with the activities of someone in his position? How is that funded? So revenue from that estate is used to fund private, public, and all the charitable activities of the Duke of Cornwall, and that's the title that's now held by Prince William. That's a big slice of the family fortune when you think about it, and he's not the only one that's getting a big chunk of real estate money. So $19 billion, that's the crown estate. That's King Charles now, because he's the reigning monarch. So that goes back to 1760. All the profits from that estate go to the government in return for a piece of it. It's called the Sovereign Grant. So all of this is being figured out, but how rough for them to have to figure out how that breakout all is, right? I mean, look, part of it also includes land in Wales and Northern Ireland and, you know, on and on. And people often wonder, where does the money come from with the royals? And the answer is from a lot of this real estate and then some of the private jewelry, paintings, that kind of stuff that have been acquired by the past monarch. You know, so there you go. So, like, where you and I are wondering, hey, can I get that, you know, that cheesy painting that was on the wall of your great grandmother's or your grandfather had a special pipe and you want it, and you wanted to put that somewhere in the will, if I could just get that. You know how families fight over scraps of memories of their loved ones. And, you know, sometimes it is something that trickles down that's of a financial nature with a little more heft to it. But certainly for most people, it's not in the neighborhood of the kind of real estate that I just mentioned that we're talking about for Prince William or for King Charles, and then the rest of the heirs and how that comes tumbling down. All right, coming up next, nail the score. Keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. Again, 855-266-5283. Or you can send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I'm going to unveil the game of the week in the NFL in our next segment for Nail the Score.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
It was tough to decide because, you know, it's the beginning of the year, let's face it. And we could look at a couple of teams and say, well, you saw what happened last week, right? Look at some of these teams. I mean, what about the Dolphins and the Ravens? What about the possibility of what we could see from the Packers and the Bears? Oh, the Packers were terrible last week. Aaron who? But it's none of those games. None of those games. Bengals and the Cowboys. What will that look like, the Cowboys without Dak Prescott? So instead, the game of the week is a Monday night game. There's actually two games on Monday night. The first one is the Titans and the Bills, but that's not our game of the week. Our game of the week is the Vikings and the Eagles. The Vikings and the Eagles. The people all over Minnesota think the Vikings are going to go to the Super Bowl, and the Eagles fans never think the Birds are going to go to the Super Bowl. They have been there, and hey, they have won in modern times, but that's the attitude. But it is the game of the week. So all you have to do here is pick the winner and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. Just for fun, Philly is favored by only 2 points. The over-under on this game is 51 points, 51 points. So who's it gonna be? Numbers, again, I know you're so not used to this, right? 855-266-5283. Don't get frustrated. We will get to your phone call. Just keep trying to call in. Pete doesn't have to worry, because just like the people who are lining up in London to pay their respects for the Queen, he is way in advance of everybody else. He is ready to roll. Pete, how are you?
It's an NFL train wreck. Here comes the big one.
You always have good lines.
Wasn't that first week just a wreck?
It was. It was all about the kickers. Whoops, missed again. Oh, I made it.
Here's the ditch.
It's crazy.
True.
Exactly. What will we see this week?
I'm going to go with the tried and true Eagles.
Okay.
And it's going to be 28 to 25.
Ooh, 28 to 25. Well, that would be a close game on Monday night, so that would be worth investing our time in that. Pete, thank you so much.
See ya.
Bye. All right, anybody else trying to get through, please be patient. We are standing by, and we will get to you. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or, again, you can send me an email, because I know that often that's what happens. People are trying to get through, and they go to the email instead. So Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate, I can see people ringing through, so that's good. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. I did get one already from Ed, and Ed says, yo, Kate, Vikings and the Eagles. I'm going to go with the Eagles, and the reason I'm going to go with the Eagles is because at home, and I think they'll be able to win this, but I do think it's going to be super close. So I'm going to say that the score is 27 to 24. All right, Sharon is with us. She loves, just like Pete, they're so into Nail the Score. I love it. They have been doing the Nail the Score thing with me for a long time now. And Sharon is in New England. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Hey, so what's the weather like up in New England right now?
It was 60s, 70s, cloudy. We were supposed to get rain all day, but it didn't.
Good. So this is the quiet before the storm, before it starts to get colder, and that's still a while down the road.
Oh yeah, we'll have Indian summer. We'll have Indian summer first.
Nice Indian summer. Who do you like, the Eagles or the Vikings?
I'm going to go with the Eagles. I'm not a real fan of the Vikings.
Okay, and what do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to say
29-23. I like it, because that's the kind of score that could pop up. Who knows? And then you and Pete are so close there, and you both have the Eagles, so that's kind of fun, too. And then we have Ed, who said the Eagles. So far, it's all about the Eagles. Sharon, enjoy the games. And again, thanks for calling in. So remember, this is easy. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio or 855-266-5283. Jeremy Paulson gets to do the Nail the Score thing with us this year. Jeremy, what do you think? Vikings, you're a huge Vikings fan.
Yeah, I'm saying Vikings all day.
You bleed for the Vikings, and
these guys
love
are crazy
Eagles.
For the Eagles.
Eagles. Eagles, baby, at the
Eagles
lake.
Aren't going to win.
Yes, they are. You're going to be crying
it's
on Sunday night.
27-17 Vikings. Defense is on par.
17 Vikings. All right, so you're the first Viking, so that's good. So Jeremy is picking his team 27-17. I think it will be a good game. I do, and I do think it's going to be closer than that. So he likes the Vikings. It's all about the purple. I'm about the green, and I'm going to say that it's the opposite. It's going to be 24-21 Eagles. 24-21. The birds, and we'll see who's right between the two of us and the rest of you. And I know more people are trying to get through, and people are also, because it's such a curveball, right? And oh, she's doing Nail the Score. Or send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. When I look at this game, I love it because that they're going to do the doubleheader on Monday too, right? It's weird, and it was a weird week one, like Pete said, and just so many strange things happened, and so much of it had to do with missing the points that you thought the kicker was going to rack up or making some incredible points, but I look at this game, and the reason I think it's just a matter of points, it could come down to the kickers. I like both quarterbacks. I like Kirk Cousins and Jalen Hurts. I like him too for what they possibly both could do. You know, Jeremy said the defense of the Vikings all day long, and I like some of the offensive moves of the Philadelphia Eagles. Both of them won their first game out of the chute, which doesn't matter. It's a long season. Just ask Cowboy fans who thought Dak Prescott getting hurt again and now what happens. And of course, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, I think has this magical way of either having some people that can't stand him no matter what he does, and other people who believe in the hype that, well, we can still win it. We can still win it, right? But, nope, they didn't look good in their first one. And Dak, supposedly, though, the good news for Cowboy fans, does have the chance for a quick return. So the sooner he's back, probably the better. I mean, he's not even going to go on injured reserve following the surgery on his right thumb on Monday. So how about that? Good luck to everybody. Don't worry. Send me an email. I've got a couple of them. You'll also get thrown into the pile. Just write this down, everybody else. Tuesdays when we do Nail the Score in our last segment. Good luck to everybody who played this time around, and thanks to everybody for listening to the first hour of the show.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.